Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Pchairis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. What is the halach if Loi Rotza, this person, his donkey, gave birth to a male donkey, instead of being happy that he has the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, pinyan petach amar, he decides he doesn't want to redeem it. Loi Rotza levdais, he does not want to redeem it. Sagt the Mishnah, Arfai bekaifetz. He has to chop off its head from the back of the neck, with a kaifetz as a kind of a cleaver. The pasuk says ve'araftai. The term oirif means the back of the neck, like shei oirif means stiff necked. Ve'kaivri, then he has to bury it, and he can't have any hana from it. Vayter zok the mishnah mitzvahs pediyah, the mitzvah of redeeming it, kaidemis lemitzvah sarifa, comes before the mitzvah of chopping off its head, but much rather you be paida it into a rifa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'im lo yisivdeh, if he does not redeem it, only then the araftai does he have this mitzvah of chopping off his head. Whether that's an actual mitzvah or just something that he has to do, if he doesn't want to do the mitzvah of redeeming, that's a machloikis in the Rishayna. But one thing is clear, the Torah wants us to redeem it, not to chop off its head. So Agav, the Mishnah will tell us other things where we have choices, but the Torah would like us to do one thing as opposed to another. For example, if I can remind you from Parshas Mishpatim, a person can sell his daughter when she's a ketana as an amo of Ria, and she works for a max of 6 years or until she brings simani gadlus. Even within the 6 years that the amo of Ria is in the reshus of the master, he has a mitzvah to marry her, to take her, and to care for her as a wife. He does not have to give her any kesef kiddushin. The money that he spent to buy her is the kesef kiddushin. What we have to do is say in front of two edim hariat miyuedesli. This is the mitzvah of yiyud. From that point on, she is no longer an amo of Ria. She becomes his wife. Another possibility is pediyah, redemption. In other words, the father gives the odin, the master, the money according to the years that she already worked and what's left. And she goes out lecheres, for example. Suppose he sold her for 600 zuz. The max she can be there is for 6 years, so each year is 100. If the father wants to redeem her after 2 years, he would have to give the master 400 zuz. And that's how she would go out to be free. Even if the master does not want to take the deal, he has no choice. If the father wants to redeem her and he has the money to do so, then he has to take it. The emissary says there's another choice. He could also have his son, that is the master's son, could marry her. Like the pasuk says, "Mlevno yiyadana, kimishal banis yasala." If his son was a gadol, and he agrees, the father can say in front of two people that she is miyuedes libni to my son, and she becomes his wife. Either way, the Torah would much rather have yiyud than pidyon. Like the Mishnah says, Vayter mitzvahs yiida, the mitzvah to be miyayit. The yom ha'avriya, kaidemes, le mitzvahs pediyah, comes before the mitzvah of redeeming her. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and the beginning of the Pasuk is, if you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, and we all remember Parshas Mishpatim, right? At the beginning of the Pasuk it says, Imra be'eni adina, he does not want to marry her and take care of her. Ashalo yada, only then vehevda, then you have the mitzvah of redeeming her. But only after he does not want to be miyayit her. Another time, there are two options, and the Torah prefers one over another, is mitzvahs yivum kaidemes lemitzvahs chalitza. If Reuven dies without children, there's a mitzvah on Shimon, Levi, or any of Reuven's brothers to be miyavim her, to take the almana as a wife. And the children that are born are called on the name of the brother that passed away. If none of the brothers wants to do yivum, then there's a chalitza process, which would free her to marry anyone she wants. But mitzvahs yivum, the mitzvah to be miyavim kaidemes, the mitzvah's chalitza, comes before the mitzvah of chalitza. But Ashayna, that's how it was to start with. Shem is chavna l'shem mitzvah, that when they were miyavim, when a brother took the deceased brother's wife, he did so l'shem mitzvah. But v'achshav now, shem is chavna l'shem mitzvah, when a brother does marry his brother's wife, he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah, he's doing it because he wants to marry her, or for money, or for other reasons. Amrus of the Chachamim said, mitzvah's chalitza kaidemes l'mitzvah's yivum. And the mitzvah to do chalitza comes before the mitzvah of yivum. There is a shita that if someone is not mechavel Hashem Shemaim, he's just marrying her because he wants to marry her, or for money, or for some other reason, then it's as if he's marrying someone he's not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. But the Batanura says we don't pass in that way. Once the Torah says someone is supposed to marry his brother's wife that died without children, of course it's much better if he does it L'shem Shemayim, but even if he doesn't, it's not like he's being over in Aveira. If someone is Magdish a Chayfetz L'Bedekabayis, I take a pen, I say it belongs to Bedekabayis. Obviously you can't be Makrif a pen on the Mizbeach. It means the value of the pen or the pen itself belongs to Hegdish. Mitzvahs Geula Ba'adin, there's a mitzvah that it should be redeemed through the Bailam, that I should take the value of the pen and give it to Hegdish. Who kaidim l'chal adam? He comes before somebody else. Shenem, as the pasuk says, im lo yigoil, that if the owner doesn't redeem it, only then does the pasuk say, v'nim ker b'erkecha, then it shall be sold to others for its value. So what do you see from here? You see that it is sold only when the owner isn't paid it. The Torah would much rather that the owner is paid it. Now, why? Zakta Batanura, because the owner is mois of a chaimish. He adds a fifth. Other people that are paid it don't have to add a fifth. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah Zion, if someone has a pet to chamar, for whatever reason does not want to redeem it, he has, according to some of mitzvahs to say, but definitely what he has to do is la'arafai. He takes a big knife, like a meat cleaver, and he chops off the chamar's head from the back of its neck, and then he has to bury it. It's aser b'hano. But the Torah would much rather that we do the pidyon. For that matter, the Torah would rather yivum comes before chalitza. The Mishnah says that was only when they used to do it l'shei mitzvah, but now not. Now chalitza would come first. The Batanura says this goes according to the opinion that if he doesn't marry his brother's wife l'shei mitzvah, he's over in aveira. We don't pass in that way. We'd much rather he does l'shei mitzvah, but l'maisa said there's no aveira regardless. Then we said that the mitzvah of the Adain himself, the Miyayed, which is what the Torah calls marrying the Amo of Ria and taking care of her, that would come before her father redeeming her. And that if a person is Magdash, a Chayvitz, or a Bedegabayis, there's a mitzvah on the owner to redeem it before someone else.